From the studios in Bentonville, Arkansas, you're listening to 8th & Walton's Retail Supplier Podcast. Each week, we discuss the issues facing Walmart suppliers and bring you solutions from industry experts. Visit us online at 8thandwalton.com if you have questions about today's podcast. And now your host, Jared Davis.
Thank you so much for joining us again this week. All right, this is going to be a good one. First of all, I want to tell you just a little bit about today's podcast. In the last, month or so, we have received so many questions from Walmart suppliers about new fines that they're getting from Walmart over packaging and labeling compliance. Now, we mentioned this briefly on our last show that, Walmart made some changes earlier this year, but they really didn't make a big announcement about the packaging and labeling updates. So that's what we're covering today. We are going to talk about the specifics on the packaging and labeling changes that Walmart suppliers need to be aware of. Plus, we're going to talk about some other new initiatives and deadlines that they've rolled out. Back on the podcast to give us the lowdown on everything we need to know to stay compliant is 8th & Walton's Director of Retail Link and Sam's Club Insights, Mr. Joel Graham. Thank you for being here, Joel.
Thank you, Jared. Good to be here.
Hey, Joel, before we get way down into the details, where can Walmart suppliers go and read about some of these changes that you're going to be discussing so they can communicate it to their teams?
Well, and that's probably the biggest question that a lot of suppliers ask is, how am I supposed to know about all this stuff? And, you know, one of them is the Retail Link News. Walmart does a pretty good job about releasing information on Retail Link News. But there's other things that they do and they release that they don't necessarily announce. It just happens. That Walmart Supplier Support Group on Facebook is a great resource to, you know, put your ear to the ground and hear what's coming as well. Network. If you're not networking, you should be. have that group that you can depend on. And then 8th & Walton, you know, just like this right here, Jared, where we're doing podcasts or weekly emails that we send out that we talk about. So those are some of the resources that I would recommend.
And I do want to remind Walmart suppliers, if you have any questions about what you hear on this podcast, some of the new announcements, I've got a link in our podcast description where you can fill out a contact form. You can talk with Joel or one of the other members of his team, and we can answer your questions about some of the updates that you hear about today. All right, Mr. Graham, let's dig down into some of the specifics. What are the big changes that Walmart rolled out that suppliers really need to implement today as far as the labeling, the packaging, and some of the other things that have popped up in the last few months?
Yeah, so as the SQEP program matures further, you know, ASNs are starting to kind of evolve. And now we're talking about RFID and other things like that. But the packaging and labeling guideline that's out there in a couple of different places in Academy can be downloaded. It was recently updated in February, and a lot of things went from vagueness to more clear, and other things went from the word recommended to required. And they've clarified a lot of things inside the document with little excerpts at the bottom or little things, because some departments don't necessarily fall into the general generic labeling requirements. For example, frozen meat, they do not require two case labels on each side of the case, as does general merchandise and grocery, because it's going into a perishable DC network. Case labels and shipping labels are also very unique and different in the meat area as well. But download that shipping and packaging guideline. Look at the pages in the orange section of that guideline and really read the details about some of the stuff in those pages, because there's a lot of good nuggets in there that people are not seeing or reading. Another thing that in this, maybe this past year, past 6 months, I'm hard to remember, time flies so much, is an app in Retail Link called Fix It. And Fix It is a ticketing app that replaced the vendor correction of errors emails, where a DC would send you a ticket via email and say, hey, there's a problem with your load. Now they're sending those to you passively in a Fix-It ticket, and we're required to go into that app and open that and respond to those tickets and explain or let Walmart know what we're doing to fix the problem, the perceived problem, if I may add. Sometimes it's not necessarily a problem, and we have to tell that, you know, we have to explain that. So again, Fix-It app, that's new. Packaging labeling guideline, that's new. Yeah, those are some of the things that's been put out there recently.
So Joel, with some of these updates, I know you're hearing from Walmart suppliers every week about, you know, hey, I'm getting dinged for this, or I'm getting a penalty for this. I don't know what it is. And now things that suppliers are doing today, they could be penalized for in the busy back to school season when all their, you know, freight is arriving at the DC. What are some of the big questions you're getting right now or things that suppliers are seeing for the first time that they really need to prepare for before we jump into that back to school season and on into holiday?
Right. Yeah. And not just back to school right there, but just we're getting ready to hit the fourth quarter and the holiday season and
absolutely
everything heats up. So, you know, everybody knows when the fourth quarter hits, third quarter hits, really, freight increases, volume increases, seasonal stuff starts to come in. DC's reached capacity again, and we already know that they have capacity issues as it is today. So one of the things a supplier should do is to make sure that they're following these guidelines. There's a good reason why Walmart does this. It's called efficiency. Walmart can't just open the door of a truck and guess what the product is and what's on the case label. So going forward, all suppliers should be very focused on making sure that every case that they ship out has two case labels on it so that when Walmart opens that door, the case can be taken into the conveyor belt, scanned and processed quickly without searching and, you know, spinning it around four times. The whole focus from a supplier's perspective should be on what am I supposed to be doing? What can I do? What should I do to help make the Walmart DC freight flow more efficient? And if we're going to complain about the DCs being backed up, but we're sending them freight that causes that backup to happen, there's a little bit on us too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so we've talked a little bit about, you know, back to school and holiday coming up. But, you know, when it comes to a lot of these things that Walmart has changed, are there any Walmart deadlines that suppliers need to be preparing for as a result of any of the announcements, or are they just all immediate, get it done now?
Yeah, two deadlines are coming up. Aside from the stuff that already should be happening, one is ASN labeling. When ASN was initially launched, it was required to transmit an electronic ASN, but the labeling was not clarified as required yet. They've now made that required. It's in the documentation. And today, right now, everyone should be sending a shipping label with a SSCC18 barcode at the bottom of that shipping label describing the contents of that product. If you're not doing that by January of 2023, Walmart will begin to fine you for that. So there's something that you can prepare for now. You've got, what, 6 or 7 months to prepare and figure out how to make this happen. Some are already doing it and they're doing a good job. So it is something that's possible and it's not unachievable. Oh, not every supplier will be affected by this, but RFID is coming. And if you haven't become a student of RFID, you should. Electronic product codes, that's going to revolutionize many things about the efficiencies of managing an asset called inventory. And generally, when RFID tags are used, sales increase, inventory accuracy increases, in-stock increases. It's a win-win for everybody. But there's a deadline for that, September. Walmart will require certain categories, sporting goods, electronics, home, toys. Those will all be required to have EPCs or RFID tags on the product. It's an aggressive deadline, but if you're not in those categories, but you're carrying a high value asset or high value inventory product in Walmart, especially high price points, you should begin to think about it now. Because that will be something I believe Walmart will focus on is the inventories that have high value, high assets, maybe possibly high theft. Those will be focused on for RFID tagging.
You know, Joel, kind of getting back to the updates on packaging and labeling you were talking about, it was one of those updates from Walmart that, like you say, it wasn't sent out through the normal retail link communication channels. And I can imagine with RFID, like you talked about, SQEP updates. This is one of those things that a lot of suppliers missed because it wasn't, you know, a push out. It was more of a pull. Can you explain how, you know, you and your team here at 8th and Walton really look for announcements like this and keep our clients in compliance?
Yeah. So there's a number of different ways, obviously, we can do this. Probably the best thing that I find is just to be that student of retail. I heard Sam Walton say that phrase one time years and years ago, back in the late 80s, and it's stuck with me ever since. Being a student of the process. Now, not every supplier can do that because they have a full-time job being a supplier and managing their account. we at 8th and Walton, our job is to represent that and be that expert for that supplier so that they don't have to go dig for it and they don't have to try to hunt it down. So through networking, groups that we, you know, social media, paying attention to the Retail Inc. announcements ourselves and interpreting those for maybe what they are and maybe what they're not saying, but they should be saying or could be saying for the future. And being an ex-Walmart associate for 28 years, we can interpret that stuff, turn that into viable information. With the packaging guideline, quite frankly, I'm networking with a bunch of my clients and a bunch of suppliers, and someone said, oh, by the way, I ran across this. Well, now I have that knowledge, but I'm serving 100 more suppliers as clients, and I can share that now with them and help them get up to speed. So that's kind of really how we get our information.
All right. So, you know, this is one of my favorite times of year because, you know, we're coming into June and then it seems like we're at the top of the roller coaster. 4th of July kicks off the second half of the year. We're into back to school. We go, you know, holiday sneaks up on us. So as far as suppliers preparing right now for the busy second half, is there anything else you would recommend to really have them pay attention to and get prepared today for the crazy second half that is always the most fun time in retail?
Yeah, the devil's in the details, really. I mean, that's really where it is. And most of us have, a lot of people have developed a bad habit of skimming emails or skimming information, kind of reading it at a high level, trying to get the gist of it. And then they miss the fine print and they're not getting that other piece of information, which maybe makes a difference in how they respond to that information. The other thing is reach out to us, you know, let us be that resource. Let us be that knowledge base. That's one of the things we do is we pride ourselves in being that base. And then just network, make sure that you're talking to other suppliers and having those connections. Pay attention to the Walmart Supplier Support Group. Generally, when something's broken, if I'm running a Retail Inc. report and something doesn't work right or something is not functioning properly, I'll take 2 minutes, go out to the Facebook group, and I see 40 other chatters about the same thing. And then I'm like, okay, time to go to lunch. I know it's not me.
All right. And if you have any questions for Joel Graham or anyone here on the 8th and Walton team, a 15-minute consultation costs you absolutely nothing. Click the link in our podcast description or visit us at 8thandwalton.com/contact. Always a pleasure, Joel Graham. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Jared.